Suburban sprawl turns deadly. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Researchers are forever trying to figure out why Americans are dumb, fat, sick, you name it. If there's a problem, we have it, and some accepted aspect of American culture is to blame for it, usually a combination of television and too many Oreos. But lately, it's traditional American settlement habits that are taking the blame, specifically suburban sprawl. Last year, a study at Rutgers showed that people who live in the suburbs are fatter than people who live in the cities by an average of up to 6.3 pounds. And now there's a study by the Rand Corporation which finds that suburban sprawl is linked to way more than just being fat. Living in a neighborhood with too many backyards can actually be linked to arthritis, asthma, stomach problems, headaches, urinary tract infections, even heart disease and high blood pressure. Now, on one level, it's a bit disturbing, but also refreshing to have a health crisis you can't blame on the pharmaceutical companies or the lawyers or even the doctors. Finally, we have a health crisis we can blame on the developers. They've been placing our homes too far apart. No wonder you have so much lawn to mow. But now that the study is out there and we know what sprawl is doing to us, the reverse migration can begin. All those retirees who moved to Arizona hoping it would help their urinary tract infections will realize that they should be renting a funky loft in Chelsea. But more likely, most Americans will seek to escape the dangers of suburban sprawl the way we always have, with all of us picking up and moving to the country as soon as they get the roads in. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.